Karelius Krek was an important Estonian composer of choral music. He studied music at the St. Petersburg Conservatory, graduating shortly before the Russian Revolution changed everything. He returned to Estonia to teach music, and one of his lifelong passions was using the phonograph for recording Estonian religious folk songs. I find that his psalm settings retain some of that folk song aura. A number of Krek's Taveti Lao, or psalm settings, have become known internationally. We will be hearing Taveti Lao 137, which is often described as a communal lament, that is, a lament by the exiled community of Jewish intellectuals and aristocrats who had been taken as captives to Babylon. As an aside, I've often thought that, as conquering victors go in antiquity, Babylon was relatively enlightened, allowing the captured Jews to live together in the suburbs of Babylon. The idea was that they would eventually assimilate into Babylon's culture and become good Babylonian citizens. By and large, over the span of a number of generations, that plan worked. Because about three generations later, Cyrus unexpectedly allowed all captives to return to their various homelands. We gather that many, and maybe even most, Jews preferred to remain in Babylon. Within but three generations, they had assimilated into the large Jewish community which had already long been established in Babylon, and wealthy, prosperous, culturally active Babylon looked a lot better than the destroyed Jerusalem. So, I'm thinking that Psalm 137 represents the mindsets of the first generation of captives, those for whom memories of a flourishing Jerusalem were still vivid. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down and wept when we remembered thee, O Zion. This is the cry of anguish of those whose hearts were still back home, of those who could still remember being forced to leave Jerusalem at sword point, to walk away from their burning city, those who still had nighttime flashbacks of rape, slaughter, and the loss of all human comforts and dignity. But like all psalms, Psalm 137 speaks broadly to everyone. It certainly speaks to me, even though I've never seen Jerusalem, Solomon's Temple, or anything in Iraq. But what I especially like in Krek's setting is that after every single complaint, we hear the word hallelujah. Whatever happens to us, we can still turn to God and offer our hallelujahs. For in spite of any imaginable adversity, some strength can be found in our faith. Alleluia.